Now, as you may have noticed, Derek is not here today because Derek is out in South Africa where he and the team are preparing for very special programmes later on in the week. Our regular Mooney Goes Wild panellist Richard Collins has spent the last few days on a game reserve where he's going in search of the Big Five. The Big Five are the African lion, the African elephant, Cape buffalo, African leopard and rhinoceros. The term comes from the Big Five game, which was coined by big game hunters and refers to the five most difficult animals to hunt in Africa on foot. Well, I'm handing over to Richard now for his first report from South Africa.
Welcome to Thornybush Game Reserve, where I'm going to spend the next few days on safari. I think I can promise you that this will be something of a drama, and you can eavesdrop on it. So let me introduce our cast of characters. We have Orlando, our tracker, Reno, our guide and driver, and fellow visitors Sean, Elena, Ian and Chris. Hello, I'm Richard. You're Rhino, I know from your name tag. Are you our tracker or are you our driver?
Yes, I'm your driver slash guide, and this gentleman over here is going to be our tracker.
Hi.
Orlando, is it?
I see.
Hello, Orlando. I'm a tracker. I'd love to be a tracker.
Yes.
I haven't the eyesight for it, but it'd be wonderful. So where are we going today?
So today we're going to go up into the north of the reserve, and Orlando will be sitting in front looking for fresh footprints on the road as we drive, and we'll have a talk and I'll explain things as we go on.
Excellent.
All right, does that make sense to you? Are you ready to go?
All set.
Okay. The plan for today is to go up to the north of the reserve. I heard a little rumor about some lions in the area. I want to see if we can go and track them down. That's if everyone's happy with that.
Delighted.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going on a lion hunt.
A lion hunt.
Let's go. Warthogs, yeah. It's actually a good chance that these are the same warthogs that you see there by the lodge. They've actually become quite comfortable with people. And I think they feel safer as well. So, I mean, we're now 300, 400 meters away from the lodge. These are most likely the ones that you see outside of your rooms as well. Now, they're now slowly feeding a little bit, but they'll definitely be making their way slowly to their burrows where they'll sleep for the night.
This is interesting habitat for us. It is not a woodland, but yet it's not scrubland either. It's isolated bushes, not very tall, with some slightly taller trees here and there, and a ground cover of grasses.
Yeah.
Very exposed, very brown at this time of year. How would you describe it in habitat terms?
Okay, well, this is a mixture between savanna and what we call bushveld. It's not one particular biome, it's a little bit of a mix. Your normal savanna would consist more of big open spaces with trees dotted in between, dominated by grassland, but this being in between is what we call bushveld. It's like a healthy mixture. And the reason it's brown like this, we are literally now in the driest time of the year. So from, I'm pretty sure in the next 3 weeks, we'll get our first rains, and then this place just absolutely transforms and becomes green, green, green. So this is the driest time of the year. You'll see some of the animals are a bit more scrawny. It's been a long winter. But if you come back 2 months from now, everything will look completely different.
Look at that. Look at that big water buck there.
Fuck.
What I is what I told you, Donangala there by Jackalberry.
I know, right?
You guys see it at the back there?
Yeah.
Should I back up a little bit?
That's a magnificent animal. Huge curved horns. It's a browser or is it a grazer?
That's a grazer. It eats mostly grass. And it's called a water buck because it's usually around riverine areas and water holes. This time of the year, it's probably the only place where they'll be able to find a little bit of green grass. The rumor that I heard is that the lions were somewhere in this section of the riverbed, so it is possible that they moved today to get away from the heat. We want to see if we can find some fresh tracks for them.
This is a dried up riverbed, I think, Reno. It's just sand now, but it's quite a river in winter because it's a good 40 meters wide.
Yeah, it is a very impressive river, but it only flows for about 2 weeks a year maybe, which is usually quite an exciting time for the guides as we look at the sandy river for 11 months a year with no water in it. And it'll only flow maybe early in February when we get a lot of rain in a short period of time. It's mostly for the runoff, not so much a perennial river, as just to get rid of all the water on the land here. You want to check, madame?
Yeah,
Orlando is sitting precariously out in a kind of a prow, but except it's not in the middle. It's to one side. If you think of a ship with a bowsprit sticking out of it, well, our jeep has a yoke sticking out of it and a seat on it, and he's sitting up on that, and he has a very good vantage point, and he's out in front of everything, and he's scanning all the time, turning like a radar scanner from right to left, trying to watch for the slightest movement in the grass or in among the scrub.
Rhinos, yeah, on the left. Look there. Right there in the gap. Alright, everyone. I'm going to drive a bit closer to them now, but I'm going to drive slowly, so don't jump up or anything. We're going to make our approach slow. These rhinos can be quite timid and run away. Alright, as big as they are, they can be a little bit nervous around these cars. It's a mother and a calf. So we're going to try and go around them without intimidating them. Yeah, they're slowly turning away from us, but still pointing their ears towards us. They're always listening. So now just carefully
now to our left, about 15 meters away, we've crept up very quietly to two rhinos, a mother and a child, a youngster. These are beautiful animals, enormous, several tons weight or other. She is, the baby isn't so big, and they're grazing away on the grass, getting a little nervous now, moving off to the left. Something out of the Stone Age.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not the Stone Age, from ancient times almost.
You can't see them. I'd estimate she's at least 2 tons. It's a good spot, Orlando. So he's one up there. Rich, just... Okay. You see they're going through the thickets there now. It's mostly now. Like Orlando says, the area they're walking to is quite an open area. So we won't have to crash through bushes and give them a fright. So we'll quickly go around. Okay, just careful for the branches as we drive. Otherwise you're going to lose an eye. How beautiful is that, seeing them in the open there?
Perfect.
If they decide to walk off again now, I'm not going to follow them. We'll leave them to walk away. They've already come from the water. No, that's a mother and a youngster. The one at the back is the mum, and the youngster there is probably, I'd say, about 2 years old now. A youngster will stay with its mother, usually not much longer than 3 years. Then she'll start to push it away because she'd want to mate again to get another youngster.
And the enemy is what? Lions, mainly?
Well, the only animal here that could potentially really hunt a rhino would be lions, but that's quite uncommon. You might have a big pride of lions targeting a small young rhino, but I don't know. Have you guys ever seen a documentary or anything of lions killing and attacking a rhino?
Never.
No, same here. Some people have seen it, but it's very, very uncommon. So they don't have natural enemies. The only enemies they have are really poachers. Okay, we're going to leave him now, right? So we're not going to follow them anymore. I think that was pretty cool.
I assume they sleep standing up today, given their size and mobility.
No, they don't sleep standing up. They actually sleep lying flat. And they sleep, and they actually sometimes even hear them snoring.
Both Reno and Orlando have disappeared into the veld, and they are trying to track the lions on foot, but they wouldn't let me come along because they're afraid I might get eaten. So we're back here now in the car, an open jeep. Yes, it's wide open here. If the lions want to feed nice, juicy us for the day, they could come back and target us, but I don't think for a moment they will. And I hope the two boys come back.
Carry a rifle with you, then the last thing you want to do is fire a warning shot, because if you have if your rifle jams in a situation like that, then you know, then you wouldn't be able to pull off a second shot. So if you take a rifle with you, the only thing you do with a rifle is shoot to kill an animal. And if I were chased by a rhino, I'd much prefer to just climb a tree as opposed to killing another animal out here.
You would think you could climb those trees in such a situation. I must say, I wouldn't be far up the tree by the time the rhino came.
I've been up a couple of trees with animals chasing me, yes.
Black rhinos?
Not black rhinos, but buffaloes, definitely.
Huh?
And you'll be amazed your climbing abilities that you discover when you're chased.
Yes, I can imagine that, all right.
If we don't find the lions before sunset, that's the end of our tracking
for these lions. Although I have heard about some other things going on the radio, which I'm not going to tell you about just yet. But if we don't find the lions now, then we'll try and go see something else. All right.
Yeah. What is that now?
Thank you for my to Ledwood.
I don't know if you heard me speak on the radio. I was speaking to some guys. You said this morning they saw a different leopard down where you were.
We're going to see a leopard hopefully now, okay? So the guys, let me just tell you what's happening. It's a mother and a youngster, okay? Yeah, I'm not even joking. The youngster is just short of a year old, and they're in the bush here in front of us. They're slowly walking in a northeasterly direction, which is like that, okay? So there's two guys in there trying to keep up with them going through the thick bush here, so it's quite hard. So we're just going to stand here and wait for them. Give the guys some room to work to try and keep up with them, because like I said, the animals are starting to move now. So just, you know, cross your fingers a bit that they don't lose them in this thick bush. And if not, then we'll see these leopards maybe even coming over this big cut line here. Sorry, Owen, was that for me?
Okay,
they're on the left. Okay, I'm gonna keep moving.
There's the leopard moving into the bushes. I don't see the cob.
There's another baby here.
Oh my god, it's a beautiful view.
Look here, that's a youngster.
40 meters, 30 meters maybe. Oh my god, look how close that is. Look how close, right?
You see the one walking from the left to the right? The bigger one, that's the mother. The youngster is the small one, the darker one walking in front. Okay, we're going to quickly go around to the car where that guy is. We're going to walk straight towards that area. Look at her. You see how she's scanning. Careful, thorns. Thorns. Look at that.
A predator like that, so close, 15 meters, two leopards. And they are ignoring us completely. The animals have white tips to their tail, so you can see them, their tail moving, and if you look very closely, then you can pick out the form of the leopard. 15 meters less, maybe. Magnificent beasts.
Is that
guinea fowl are running down towards it. They're going to get one hell of a jolt when they go around the corner and spot the leopard right out. The guinea fowl have cottoned on.
They've seen him. You see there?
Oh, look at his
That's
tail.
Why they're making noise. They've seen him. Let's go easy forward. He's just behind the tree there. She's just sitting there, not on the bank. She's sitting up like a dog. Look at him, he's stalking the water. Maybe he's going to drink. Yeah, just sit here, you'll see now. She's going to come down soon, I'm sure. Yeah, see how white the tip of the tail is. Oh, I wish I had a better camera to take photos here now.
It's too dark.
I'd have to say this is one of my favorite leopard sightings in a very long time.
That's a beauty.
That's amazing.
You couldn't replicate that.
I can't remember the last time I actually saw a leopard drinking at a waterhole. Now I've got a youngster drinking with its mother sit watching. All of a sudden I'm not so disappointed in having not found the lions yet. It doesn't matter anymore. So of all the big animals that you can't track to try and find out yet, leopard is by far the most difficult. So to be able to get it on our first afternoon drive. Yeah, it's amazing. And people are often happy just seeing a leopard crossing the road, telling people they saw a leopard, nothing like this. Well, we're not going to go in there and try and crash through the bushes and try and find them again. What we just saw was literally one in 50 safaris you see them like that. So I'm not going to ruin it by crashing through the forest there.
No,
we've literally seen the best of what we can see.
It was unbelievable. I can't believe it. I think I'm dreaming. Of all the great predators, this one is hard to spot. And here we have him right beside us. It's just incredible. I can't believe it.
To see two of the big five in one session is absolutely wonderful.
I've been on a few of these safaris before, but just in terms of today, to see the leopards up close, unbelievable, really. And you know, as our guide pointed out, that's, you know, quite a rare occurrence to see that sort of sighting. So again, you know, that's the beauty of these sort of experiences. You don't know what you're going to see. The sort of dynamic of the bush, you know, you never know what the morning or afternoon's going to hold. So we certainly saw that today with a great sighting.
To see a mother and a son today was just phenomenal. That's why we're here. Made my trip.
Mooney on RTE Radio 1. In the Rainbow Nation with South African Tourism.
And that was Richard Collins, our very own Richard, who is in South Africa with the Mooney team reporting on the Big Five. We'll have more reports from Richard tomorrow and later in the week. The programme will be coming live from South Africa.